Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. You often hear about athletes and others needing hip, knee, or shoulder surgery, but you hear less about total ankle replacement surgery. If you have severe ankle arthritis and the daily pain that comes with it, it might be something to talk to your doctor about. Bryce Pashhold is a foot and ankle surgeon at OSF. He says a typical patient might start with conservative treatment like braces, physical therapy, injections, or lifestyle changes, such as ditching running for swimming as your exercise. But if it gets to surgery, Pashhold says technology has evolved in the last 10 to 15 years with custom, person-specific metal implants. He says the surgery involves less bone removal and outcomes are better.
We put a poly in between there, and that's kind of like the thing that allows for the motion, you know, between the joint. So it's basically we're kind of resecting out bone from both sides of the joint, which is getting rid of the arthritis, and to allow for, you know, to preserve motion.
Total ankle replacement is done under general anesthesia, and you'll stay at the hospital for a day or two for pain control and physical therapy. That physical therapy will continue on an outpatient basis. And for those first few weeks post-surgery, expect to use crutches or a scooter, and driving is off the table. Full recovery is about 6 months.
Right away, I mean, most people are happier just because they have less pain. But the people that I've done this on, you know, once they get through everything, I mean, they're really happy because they can, you know, they can function and really they can walk and go to the grocery store, go shopping without the pain that, you know, that kept them down before. So they're happy that they can just function, and, you know, and do daily living activities and kind of just feel like a normal person again.
The latest data show 90% of ankle implants still function well at 10 years. That's a big leap from previous generations and puts ankle implants on par with hip and knee. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, go to WYTYradio.com. And for more on OSF Healthcare, visit OSFHealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.